Last year, on All Saints Day, or the Sunday after All Saints Day, the Reverend Dr. Ken McKenzie preached a sermon entitled Digging Again the Wells of Our Fathers. It was a fitting message for the Sunday when we remember and honor the whole communion of saints, the great cloud of witnesses that surround us. The scripture came from the book of Genesis, when Isaac had become so wealthy and prosperous that the Philistines had ordered him to leave. So he went to a valley in which his father Abraham had dug many wells, and he ordered that they be dug again to provide water for the people. Yet each time they tried to settle down, the inhabitants of the valley disputed their right to the land and the water. Isaac and those with him continued to move around, digging up old wells until no one disputed their right to stay. Well, this year we are on another sojourn, and instead of digging up the wells of our fathers, we are following our mothers, all those lovely women who make us cry. I'm just kidding. Our opening scripture has us face to face with our own mortality. Our world has been shaken, and our future looks bleak. We must acknowledge that those closest to us are not guaranteed long life. Neither are we. We see Naomi as the lowest that she has ever been. She has lost her husband and both her sons. Orpah and Ruth have lost their husbands and the hope of children. Their tears flow freely. Naomi does not see much hope ahead in her future. She is beyond the stage in life in which she could expect to remarry and have more children. She has become one who must endure either the pity or scorn of all who meet her. She has no way of earning a living and will now be even more dependent on the kindnesses of others for her every need. This is not the life she wants for her daughters-in-law. They are not even her people. They are Moabites. They have options. They are young and attractive. They could easily return home and catch the eyes of other young men. They could be given the hope of having families of their own, surrounded by those who reared them. They can go home. At the risk of being left completely alone in the world, Naomi thinks of these young women above herself. She cannot fathom dragging them back to her home, where she can offer them no assurances. So she sends them on their way. She gives them permission. In fact, she insists that they leave her and go back to their mothers to start again. Naomi is childless. She would not wish that on any other woman, Moabite or otherwise. We have read this story of Ruth dozens of times, and we always seem to focus on Ruth. It makes sense. The whole book is named for her, and she is included in the lineage of Jesus himself, by way of King David, of course. Yet where would Ruth be without Naomi's example? If Naomi had demanded that the two women stay with her and serve her in her old age, would Ruth have felt the same way? If Naomi had belittled the women for being from a different culture than her own, or if she had blamed them for her loss, it's possible. One avenue of grief often takes the form of a person trying to alleviate their pain by placing blame on someone or something else. If Naomi had thought only of herself and her own feelings, would we even have a book of Ruth? Who is your Naomi? Who has given of themselves so freely to you that you could feel the very love of God through them. Whether or not they were female, these are your mothers. These are the people who have gone before you. They have guided you, nurtured you, built you up when the world threatened to tear you down. These are the very saints of God who have gone before us and who beckon us to follow. And now, who are the widows? Who are the people in our community who are desperately dependent on others for their very survival? Who are the suffering ones? The ones without hope? The ones who have experienced unfathomable trauma and loss? If we are truly to be children of God, we must follow our mother's example of putting faith and love into action. Then, when we love well, love with our whole selves, we will find that God dwells among mortals. He is our God, and we are his people, and he wipes away every tear. And the mother's son, who is seated on the throne of God, will look each of us in the eye and say, "See, I am making all things new." Friends, as we enter this season of stewardship, let us follow the example of our mothers. Let us put our faith and love in action as we care for the widows and orphans among us. Let us remember those who have gone before us, and let us look with hope to a future when all things will be made new. Amen.